So, did Newt Gingrich hold on to his title as the candidate who could beat Mitt Romney after last night's debate? Like Icarus flying too close to the sun, previous contenders for the crown have soared only to crash and burn. And last night, a week after calling child labor laws stupid, Gingrich showed his compassion for illegal immigrants.
If you've been here 25 years and you got three kids and two grandkids, you've been paying taxes and obeying the law, you belong to a local church, I don't think we're going to separate you from your family, uproot you forcefully, and kick you out.
Let's start here today with Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, we know how well what Gingrich expressed went over when Rick Perry expressed it in an earlier debate. Is this going to hurt Newt Gingrich?
He is going to have an interesting couple of days on the trail trying to defend this. Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney are both very critical. And as you point out, immigration has been a minefield for other candidates. Rick Perry went somewhere in the same direction, and it was really the beginning of the downward trajectory of his candidacy. Now, Newt Gingrich is making a different play here. He thinks that making a reasonable, rational explanation appeals to the middle, not just of the country, but also of the party, an electability argument around the need to reach out to Latino voters, but it's very difficult. There are so many core Republican voters who feel so strongly about this issue. They're going to see this, and they're going to say amnesty, and they're going to have problems with that.
Well, and there was another sharp exchange between former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and John Huntsman, former ambassador to China, former governor of Utah. Huntsman saying he wants a rapid drawdown of troops in Afghanistan.
We haven't done a very good job defining and articulating what the end point is in Afghanistan. I think the American people are getting very tired about where we find ourselves today.
Let me respond. Are you suggesting, Governor, that we just take all our troops out next week? Or what's your proposal?
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, I said we should draw down from 100,000. We don't need 100,000 troops, many of whom can't even cross the wire.
Rick, did Huntsman make any headway last night?
I think foreign policy debate is his strength, but I don't think you had ideas that he was putting forward that are necessarily in line with the Republican electorate. You don't hear a lot of Republicans clamoring for an immediate exit from Afghanistan, from Iraq. On balance, he loves exchanges like that, and if he can differentiate himself in any way, it probably serves him well.
Well, there was a controversy swirling outside of the debate over Mitt Romney's first ad in New Hampshire. We want you to weigh in on this. The ad takes then-candidate Barack Obama's words out of context. Let's hear what Barack Obama as a candidate actually said on the campaign trail in 2008.
Senator McCain's campaign actually said, and I quote, "If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose."
And this is what Mitt Romney excerpted in his ad bashing Barack Obama. Let's listen.
"If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose."
Rick Klein, as he said, and I quote, so it left out the part that he was quoting Senator McCain. The Romney campaign is actually bragging about this ad. What's been the repercussions?
This is a deceptive ad. Now, the Romney campaign says we're embracing that. We realize that. We're using those words to highlight the fact that he now is having the same problems with the economy that John McCain did 4 years ago. But if you're a viewer who's watching this ad, you hear a very devastating thing said by the President of the United States that is not at all in keeping with his actual meaning. I think that makes it a deceptive ad. I think that makes it an untrue ad.
Well, and it didn't take long for the spoofs to come out. People taking Romney's words out of context. Here's one from the liberal blog Think Progress.
"We should just raise everybody's taxes.
There's nothing unique about the United States.
Government knows better than a free people how to guide an economy.
Fiscal responsibility."
Rick Klein, the truth is that Mitt Romney's ad is an untruth. But will it be accepted? As I said, the campaign is bragging. You know, you're playing it.
I think on one level, the Romney campaign gets what it wants out of this, which is to be set up against the President of the United States as if it's the general election, people talking about a campaign ad that's only going to be seen by a relatively few number of voters in New Hampshire. On the other end, I think it does undercut his credibility more broadly. Fact checkers will be on super high alert when Mitt Romney's there because he's coming out of the box with an ad that is downright deceptive.
Well, isn't this also potentially a problem for him because he's supposed to be squeaky clean, the Boy Scout?
Sure, but I think the squeaky clean thing actually may not be a great thing to be if you're trying to win a Republican primary. A lot of Republican primary voters want to know that he is going to play whatever game is necessary, and I think he shows that he's a street fighter here, that he's playing a game, even a dirty game at times. At another more subtle level, it sends the message, this guy is going to do what it takes to beat Obama.
Even lying will be potentially okay?
The signal here, anything is fair game.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News, host of the political webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks as always. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.